We're Stormstress.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM
WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Middle of the road, he's trying to find me. I'm standing in the middle of life with my pants behind me. I got a smile for everyone I meet. As long as you don't try dragging my bay or dropping the bomb on my street. Come on, baby. Oh, get in the road. Oh, come on now. In the middle of the road, yeah. In the middle of the road, you see the darndest things. Like fat guys driving round in jeeps through the city, wearing big diamond rings and silk suits. Past corrugated tin shacks full of a cancer, man, I don't mean a Hampstead nursery. When you own a big chunk of the bloody third world, the babies just come with the scenery. Now come on, baby. Get in the road. Oh, come on now. In the middle of the road, yeah.
Hello, everyone. This is Kim, and you are listening to Poets of the Lesson Skull on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And we are back on this Friday, July 11th. So happy to be back. Last week we didn't have a show. Happy 4th of July. It's over now, but we didn't have a show. Anyways, we're back and we are here for 1 hour from 1 to 2 p.m. with Delphia. If you guys want to introduce yourselves.
What? I'm Jonah.
I'm Brooklyn.
And we're Delphia! We just dropped an EP today called Songs of Delphi. It's on all platforms. And this is the leading single called Song in Black.
Yeah, we hope you guys like it.
I don't wear a lot of her color. I don't smile a lot on my brother. You wonder why? I'll tell you. I don't understand things around me. I don't get why we give so freely. You wonder why?
It's hard to smile, yeah. It's hard to cry, yeah. It's hard to feel, yeah. This can't be real, yeah. You wonder why I'm desensitized. Wonder why there's fear in my eye. You wonder why I wear the black. But guess my skin and my brother's skin. Yeah, the fear is sinking in. We're crying out, no one's listening. The child is born, innocence is gone. And color disappears from this hope, this world. Still we laugh, still we cry. And still we try just to stay alive. You wonder why, yeah. So do I.
Color. I don't smile a lot on my brother. You wonder why? I'll tell you. I don't understand things around me. I don't get why we kill so.
no one can look away. No, it's not the world, yeah. I knew before, yeah.
Color. I don't smile a lot on my brother. You wonder why? I'll tell you. I don't understand things around me. I don't get why we kill so freely. You wonder why?
Y'all, that was Song in Black. It's out on our EP. Go stream Songs of Delphi.
Yeah. So if you guys don't know us, like we said earlier, we're Delphia. We're a duo of singers, songwriters, producers, and DJs. So you just heard an original song that we wrote, produced, recorded, mixed, and mastered all by ourselves. But like I said, we also DJ. So now we want to do a little back-to-back DJ set for you guys, if that's all right.
Let's do it. You wanna mix in, Brooke?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Tony Soprano, the rock handle like Ben X2. I shake phonies, man, you can't get next to. The genuine article, I do not sing though. I sling though, if anything, I blame yo.
I can feel my Can you keep up? carnival. Hey, hey. ¿Qué hay, buena más? Hey, hey. Esa es pusha. Hey.
Esa es pusha, buena más.
Esa es pusha, hey. Tina say pusha when I'm
man.
I say pusha,
man. I say pusha,
aye. Tina say man. Say pusha, lengo lover. Say pusha, lengo lover, nama. Say pusha, lengo lover. Say pusha, lengo lover. Say pusha, lengo lover. Aye, we. Aye, suka man. Upizi, umang speak. Gospan hamba ganjani kalinga nezithu nemali manje nizonga abantwana abatshela umbali ubizi phuma nespeed Gospan hamba ganjani kalinga nezithu nemali manje nizonga abantwana abatshela umbali sesiphakathi emalightin but ifanda yo le party ayi kubulinje sifuthe mele phansi ayi wishy wishy bambili sesiphakathi emalightin but ifanda yo le party Mule jazzy foot to mele pants, my wishy wishy family. Bati wishy wishy family. Hey, funda ganja ni baskili. We are the move, but tata me. Hey, it's a kalimba, ze palini. Hey, wishy wishy family. Hey, funda ganja ni baskili. Hey, we are the move, but tata me. Hey, it's a kalimba, ze palini. Hey, hey, I sugo young Jova. Hey, I sugo young Jova. Hey, I sugo young Jova. I sugo young Jova.
Taxi. I'm picky with my women, I'm decided.
Twist. This track was remixed or reproduced by none other than Jonas Paiva, right next to me.
That's me.
And he's gonna start off by singing.
As around the sunny earth knows she's revolving, and the rosebuds know to bloom in early May. Just as hate knows love's the cure, you can rest your mind assured that I'll be loving you always. Just as now can't reveal the mystery of tomorrow, but a passing will grow older every day. Just as all that's born is new, you know what I say is true, that I'll be loving you always.
Until the rainbow burns the stars out in the sky.
Always.
Until the ocean covers every mountain high.
Always.
Until the dolphin flies and parrots live at sea.
Always.
Until we dream of life and life becomes a dream. Did you know that true love asks for nothing? Her acceptance is the way we pay. Did you know that life is giving love a guarantee to last through forever another day? Just as time to move on since the beginning, and the seasons know exactly when to change. Just as kindness knows no shame, no through all your joy and pain, I will be loving you always. As today I know I'm living, but tomorrow the past, but that I must fear. For all know deep in my mind, the love of me I've left behind. So I'll be loving you always.
Until the day is night and night becomes a day.
Always.
Until the trees and seas just up and fly away.
Always.
Until the day that 8 times 8 times 8 is 4.
Always.
Until the day that is the day that I'm no more. Until the day the earth starts turning bright to light. Until the earth just for the sunny night.
Said it's gonna be always.
Until your mother nature says her work is through.
Always. Enjoyed that Stevie Wonder cover. That was As by Stevie, by the way.
That was awesome.
Thank you,
so
Kim.
Much fun. Before we start talking, I have a special guest here reading a special PSA about rechargeable batteries. Come on. First time on the radio for Felix.
Woo! What's up?
go green with rechargeable batteries.
Right.
If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's NIMH batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries plus a charger don't cost very much to begin with anymore. And isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyway?
Mm-hmm.
A message from all your green friends here at WMFO, Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Amen.
Yes. That one comes from Austria. Okay, so let's get into it. What is your guys' story? When did you meet? Why are you at Berkeley? When did you start this duo? Where did your passion for dance music come about? Let's hear about it.
Yeah, so origin. So we met about like 3 years ago now. Freshman year at Berkeley, we both did Berkeley's Black Scars Initiative program,
BSI,
which is like a pre-orientation program for Black students at Berkeley. So we were on campus a week before like everyone else, and Jonah and I lived in the same dorm, and one day
the trap,
if you know, you know. So one day we were both leaving the dorm at the same time to head to like a really early class. Yeah, we just like coincidentally, it's low-key like fake, because we coincidentally like both just like walked out the door at the same time, and we were walking to the same class. So we just started talking. You're like, you know, like, what's your name? Where are you from? And I'm like, I'm from Baltimore. And Jonah's like, I'm from DC. So we live like an hour away from each other. So I was like, that was cool. And then, yeah, by the way, it's like a 10-minute walk to the class. So we're just walking for 10 minutes and we're talking about, like I said, where we're from, who our influences are. We both talked about really loving like Pink Pantherist and like that, like that style of like dance music. And yeah, we were just talking about our influences, what we like to listen to, what we're into. And it was just like a good like 10-minute conversation. I'm like, I'm a singer. Jonah used to play saxophone.
Back in the day. I'm bringing it back on July 19th if you're in DC.
Yeah. Yeah. So Jonah's like, yeah, I play sax, but I also like produce. I'm like, yeah, I sing, I write, I also produce as well. And yeah, so like that little 10-minute conversation on a walk to class turned into like, oh, would you want to like, you know, get together and write something sometime? He was like, I've got some beats, like, you know, maybe you could put some vocals over them, you can write to something. And you know, a lot of people say that but like don't actually like take it seriously. You're always like, oh, we should get together and like write something, but it never happens. But this time it actually happened. So after that conversation, we had like a little like writing sesh. Like Jonah pulled out one of his beats, and like I had some lyrics that I had written like a couple months before, and I just like put those lyrics, wrote a little melody to his beat, and that's actually the song that we're gonna do next. That was like our first song that we ever wrote together.
Yep.
Called Was I Wrong? And yeah, it just kind of like took off from there. We would have, after that first session, we had sessions like every single week, like every Friday. Yeah. In our dorm basement.
Bro, I forgot about that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where all of our songs came from. We just like that entire semester, every single Friday we get together in a practice room, and like, you know, Jonah bringing a beat, I bring in some lyrics and melody, and we would just like put stuff together. Yeah. And we were like experimenting for like almost like kind of like the whole year.
Yeah.
And then we did our first show like at the end of that year, but like in the summer. And when we were back home, we did it in DC, and then we came back and we bought that back with us to Boston. And yeah, and over that summer I was learning how to DJ, and so I kind of like added that aspect into our act. And then Jonah also started learning
and
how to DJ.
And she became cracked. Yes. At DJing.
I became pretty good at DJing. And then we put on these little DJ sets in Jonah's bedroom. We called them bedroom raves. We'd invite our friends like over to Jonah's room, and like we'd do a little DJ set for them, and we'd live stream it on YouTube. And then people started really liking them. They asked us to start doing it live, like at actual venues and house shows and things like that. So we started incorporating the original music that we wrote together with these DJ sets, kind of like what you just saw just now or what you just heard. And yeah, so we've been doing that ever since freshman year. Since back in the day. And now we're here.
That's so awesome. That's such a cool journey. What was my question? So Jonah, you have graduated.
Yes.
How does that feel?
You know, it feels really surreal. No.
It feels, you know, like anybody else feels like when they graduate and it's like, oh, I got to make money now. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And that's kind of crazy. But at the same time, it's exciting because there's a lot that the future can hold. So I'm like,
true.
Yo, I'm excited, but I'm worried, especially with all the stuff going on with the Trump administration being crazy and all that. Like, yeah. It's tough out there. Mm-hmm. So it's scary, but it's exciting because there's a lot to be hopeful about.
True. Good optimism. And I was also wanted to ask you guys, I didn't want to spoil today, so I didn't really listen too much before to your music on Spotify, but I saw that you got some stuff out. Like, what, you just released an EP today, which you mentioned.
Yeah. So our very first EP called Songs of Delphi is out today. Just came out today.
Yay.
Ooh, what?
Yeah.
So
that's the EP dropped, 3 remastered tracks mm-hmm. from the vault, and then one
brand new song,
brand new Jersey Club, Baltimore Club, type beat.
Awesome.
And then the other music, we had 2 singles come out like when we were in the incubator phase.
Yeah. So we dropped 3 songs, a lot of songs over the years. Yeah, so we dropped 2 songs 2 years ago now.
Yeah.
2 like standalone singles. Yeah. And then the rest of the songs that we dropped after that are like all on the EP now. So
exactly.
Awesome. So this is your first like EP.
This is our first EP.
Cool.
First EP, project.
And it's supported by a tour.
Yes.
And so we have 2 shows in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we have 1 tomorrow, actually. So the tour kicks off tomorrow. So yeah, if you guys like what you just heard, we're going to be doing that live on tour, on the road. Tomorrow, we're going to be in Fenway at Finista Cafe from 6 Woo-hoo. To 10.
Shout out, Pine.
We've got 2 other really great DJs that are going to be performing. Friend Liam and DJ Aphrodisiac are going to be DJing as well. Like I mentioned, it's in a cafe, so they'll be serving cafe drinks, matcha, coffee, as well as some sweet treats and some pastries and things like that. So you can come by, have a little dance party, and like have a cute little drink. It'll be really fun.
That sounds super fun.
Yeah.
I wish Felix was still here so we could go together. We just explored Fenway yesterday. He was like, where's Berkeley? And I was like, well, it's kind of all over the place.
It's
like,
around.
It's like the outside is not going to be that exciting.
Yeah,
like, like, you'll see Berkeley tomorrow, like, in real life.
Yeah.
Through
it's
the music.
It's not a campus. It's not a campus.
Yeah.
It's just a bunch of buildings.
It's just a few streets.
It's a city.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for sharing all that awesome stuff. And if there's anything else you want to promote or you want us to promote on the Post Adolescence Glow Instagram, send it my way.
Yeah.
And yeah, follow them on Instagram. Do you want to say your handle?
Our Instagram and our TikTok, all of our socials are at Who Is Delphia. So it's Who Is and then DELPHIA, all one word. Mm-hmm. Find us on Instagram. You can find streaming links for the EP Songs of Delphi, and you can find ticket links for all of our shows. Like I said, we're going to be in Fenway tomorrow. Tuesday will be in Brooklyn. Thursday will be back in Boston. We'll be in Cambridge.
Middlesex. That's a great show.
Yeah,
21
really,
plus.
Yeah, that one will be really exciting. And then we'll be in DC on Saturday and Sunday.
Back to the backyard.
Yeah.
So exciting. Okay, let's hear some more music.
Yeah, all right. So we're going to switch it over to the Keys, right, Jonah?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's switch it over to the Keys.
All right, so this is going to be a very special acoustic performance. No tracks for this one. Jonah's going to hop on his keyboard. And like I mentioned just a second ago, so this next song we're going to play is the first song that me and Jonah ever made. So it's really, really special. It's called Was I Wrong? It's probably one of my favorites that we've ever done. Especially considering it was the first one. So,
means special place in the heart.
Special place in the heart.
And in the mind.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is Was I Wrong? We hope you like it. Take it away, Jonah. kinda wish I could get out my home. Comparison is stealing my joy. Does anyone know how to make it stop? Was I wrong? Was it wrong? Am I getting what I deserve? Was I wrong? Was it wrong? Anyone know how to force a feeling? Can someone stuff a thought into my brain? My mind's been rattling. I wish I never texted. I wish I could have stayed in ignorant bliss. Oh no, I wish you never told me you felt like this. Was I wrong? Was it wrong?
Plastic bags on the fire detector now. There was a time when I swore to protect myself. Held hands with mom, I was ready to leave the house. Had no perception, no idea what that life was about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Girl, I'm sorry that I said those things. I didn't mean it. I was caught up in my feelings by what you were saying. You were trying to get me tight in front of all my friends. But I don't care no more. Let's let it go and make amends. I know I probably said some stuff. I can't even take it back. Your insecurities exposed. I know that stuff was whack. You tried to do the same to me. It didn't hurt as much. I know I'm salty. I'll dissolve it just to cheer you up.
Was I wrong? Was I wrong? Was I wrong? Thank you. Yeah, that song is also out on streaming. That was the second song that we dropped, but first song that we ever wrote together. So yeah, that was called Was I Wrong by Delphia. You can find that on all streaming platforms. And then we've got another one for you guys. We've got one last original song for you. Yeah, Jonah?
Yes. Yeah. Unfortunately, this is the last song of the night.
Of the afternoon.
Of the morning. You know, I don't even know what time zone I'm in. Come on now.
Fro's been traveling, man. All right, awesome. So this next one is a very special song. It's called Drug Song. It's featuring one of our good friends, Christian Inman. So shout out, Christian. We love you, Christian Inman. This is probably one of our, like, most popular tracks. Everyone loves this song. It came out last summer. Yeah. So it's been a year since we dropped this one. This one is also on the EP. So this is our last track. Want to give a shout out and a thank you to Kim and everyone here at Post Adolescence.
Thank you.
Great job, Felix, on that announcement.
Yes. Thank you, Felix. And then shout out to our manager, Callie Gomez.
Woo!
For getting us a slot on here, getting us here. Thank you. And this is Drug Song. We hope you like it.
Wonder in my eyes like a child's eyes. I want.
Honey, you to the floor. listening.
EP drop today, Songs to Delphia.
Yay. Feels so quiet now. Well, thank you guys. That was really fun and just very unique. We haven't really done that before. So that was really awesome. Good start to the Friday.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. You know, we, like I said, we're doing a bunch of live shows. We bring all of this mix of like acoustic and like DJing, using tracks and like live vocals and all of that stuff. We do a lot of cool stuff in the studio, and we try our best to bring that to life as best as possible. So, like I said, if you wanna catch us live in person, live in stereo, come out to a show. If you're in Fenway, Cambridge, I don't know if someone's listening in NYC or DC, we're coming to you.
Bop out.
We're
bop
coming nearby.
Stream the EP.
Yes, and please stream the EP.
Yeah, congrats on the release. That's really exciting. And I'm so excited for your tour. That's also so exciting.
Yes.
But yeah, again, follow them on Instagram. Follow us on Instagram. This is Kim, as usual. And this was posted on Since Glow. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And we'll be back next week for the full 2 hours. I'll have to look at who we got next week, but it'll be a surprise. So, thanks again.
Thank you for having us.
And Jonah for coming.
Thank you.
So much fun. And everyone have an amazing Friday. And that's all I have to say. Daniel, you're saying. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Daniel, take it away.
democracy. Yeah, I got more records than the KGB. So, no funny business. You already are.
Gigantic, gigantic, I'll be in love. Gigantic, gigantic. This is Lawrence Lessig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.